Hello.
Hello, is this Carol Robinson?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. Thank you. Anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
61.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? And we do have a list, and you can select up to two. I will read you the list, and you can tell me the two most important for you. It goes as follows. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing crime, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation, improving K-12 public school education, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or providing affordable child care?
Well, child care, one. There's so many that mailing, child care, the gun violence.
The gun violence.
Yeah. And that's all I can think of.
Okay. That's fine. Let me just find the one about reducing gun violence and providing affordable child care.
Yes.
Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're not worse. I guess I believe more to stay in the same.
Okay.
Not getting worse.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can get ahead?
Falling behind right now.
In your opinion, and similar to the last one that we completed, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two out of the list, and I will read it to you. And you can tell me the two most important for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the breakdown of the traditional family structure, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, poor life choices and values by some, too many people depending on the government for handouts, not many good role models, poor work ethic, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay for or treatment for women, or racism and discrimination.
Wow, there's so many in that one. The first one, definitely. The pay, adequate pay for as far as job.
Okay, so that would be the breakdown of the traditional family structure and lack of good paid job opportunities?
Yes.
Okay. And now, similar to that one as well, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. A lack of good paying job opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Not enough police officers on the street. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
Yes.
Too many people. Should I mark that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets.
That one too.
Okay. And we still have the two already. Would you like to hear the rest of the list?
Yeah.
Okay. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Or too many guns flooding our streets. Would you like to make some changes?
Yeah, there's too many guns on the street. So whichever the other two you want to take out, I know that's the main one. They have, like, there's probably three or four good points in the in that list right there, but, you know, the main two, I guess, would be the violence and
the other ones that you chose were the lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity and too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets. Which one should I remove?
Oh, my goodness. That's I guess that take off the after school.
The after school. So that would be too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets and too many guns flooding our streets.
Yeah, that's a firecracker combination right there.
Okay, thank you.
Think about it.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard some. Because we watch news on YouTube and, you know, so, and then a lot of documentary stuff. So
a lot, little, or nothing at all?
A little bit.
Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I don't support that.
So do you somewhat oppose that or strongly oppose?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's taking away the right of free speech.
So how should I record it? Somewhat or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is the NAACP.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in your opinion, do you feel favorable? Unfavorable?
Yeah, 80.
About it. Oh. What about Donald Trump?
No.
From 0 to 100?
Let's try 15.
Kevin McCarthy?
Say that again?
Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah. 75.
Thank you. Critical race theory or CRT?
Critical race, what, huh?
Critical race theory or CRT?
Yeah, like 75, I think.
Mm-hmm. Barack Obama?
Like 80%.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Like 60.
Joe Biden?
Yeah, like 90.
Ron DeSantis?
Oops.
Ron DeSantis?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. The gay rights movement?
Like 30.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Never heard of it or?
Never heard of it.
Okay. The feminist movement?
I've heard of it. Let's see. I guess 70.
Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I've heard of her, yeah. I'm not all that strong of her. Like, maybe... like, 30... I'd give her
50. A 30? About 50. How favorable or unfavorable you feel?
60 it is.
Okay, 60. Kamala Harris?
His name sounds familiar. Yeah, he's 75.
Mm-hmm. Harris. Okay. Thank you. And we know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, mm-hmm. the Democrat, and Cornel mm-hmm. West, the third-party candidate, for who would you vote?
I guess it would not, definitely not be Trump. Mm-hmm. Biden, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I don't know the third one. He doesn't have any dates. I mean.
Okay, so that would be Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Switching up things a bit, and with this, we still have a few more questions to go. And I thank you also for your patience. So Switching up things a bit, please rate how much of each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you won't definitely have any impact at all in your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is affirmative action ending.
Affirmative action ending?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not much impact.
So from the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means no impact at all and 10 means...
I guess they... 6.
Climate change?
Eight.
Okay, thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
8.
Crime and violence in this country?
7.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify.
Now say what?
You can tell me whether this series of policy statements that some say the government should implement, if you disagree or agree with them. The first one was athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth and rather than how they self-identify themselves.
I agree. You asked me, do I agree with the government?
Agree with a statement. Or disagree with it?
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one is, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
That I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
It's not theory, but somebody's got to pay it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
That will no, because I don't know who's going to pay for that either.
Mm-hmm. So do you agree or disagree? Okay. And you said somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you.
I mean, if there was a way they could help, I mean, aid in the child care, but just doing paying for it yourself, I don't see, because somebody's got to pay for that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
Yeah, agree. Strongly.
Ban assault weapons?
I strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with a paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I agree strongly.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. they should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Mothers adopting a child, yes or no?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Definitely, yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yeah.
Thank you. And now, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
A car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, and these are the last few questions, and they are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I had some college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I was a widow and I'm married again.
Oh, so married.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, 7 years, so.
No. Well, 7 years too late then.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a week?
Twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how you often, if you often, watch them or read them in the span of a week. CNN, mm-hmm. Would that be very often, somewhat often, not that often, or
somewhat
seldom?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Your local TV news?
Somewhat.
Fox News?
Yeah. Somewhat.
MSNBC?
Yeah, somewhat.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Yeah, I guess the same, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Are you in Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance or other?
Medicaid, Medicare.
Oh, okay. But which one should I record, Medicare or Medicaid?
I have both.
So which
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly?
Both.
Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household, or just stop me when I get to your category? Under $15,000?
$15,000?
No, I'm sick. Don't have to go away. Okay, that's fine. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time and your kindness. That's a blast. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.